What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2026, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, the Texas Longhorns picked up 4 commitments from the transfer portal yesterday. We will run them down and talk about all of the latest rumors surrounding the Longhorns and the portal. Plus, the NFL postseason is set. The Houston Texans unable to win the AFC South, but they are headed to Pittsburgh next Monday for their wild card weekend matchup. We will talk all about the NFL postseason. Texas basketball, a heartbreaking loss in their SEC opener to Mississippi State, and Sean Miller was not happy. We will get to that. Some big college football news from around the country, some Texas women's basketball to talk about, and a couple of funny pieces of audio for the people on a Monday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Hope everyone survives going back to work or school or wherever you're going this morning. We appreciate y'all starting your weeks off with us. Good to see you, my man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. It's been a beautiful weekend, and I think that trend continues all the way until this weekend coming up, where, you know, we'll get 58, 59 degree temperature on Saturday. But other than that, dude, there's some 80s in here, some high 70s, just spring-like temperatures, summer-like temperatures, as a matter of fact. Like it would be like April, May or something around here. Winter has not officially started yet. That call could come by next week, though. But that's still with low temperatures of 38, 39 degrees for a couple of days. I don't see any 20s or low 30s. So it's very acceptable for me, especially these beautiful sunny days, too, in the 70s.
Yeah, some days in the 70s, some days in the 80s. I don't know how you can call this summer temperature. This is not anywhere close to what summer temps are around here. I wish these were summer temperatures here, but, dude, it's awesome. I mean, this is
one
of the reasons why you live in Central Texas, to get weather like this time of year. And so many places are getting cold and snow right now, and we've got warm and sun.
California's getting a bunch of crazy rain. We're getting all... We always can use a little. We don't need crazy rain, but we could always use that. And there's a possibility Thursday, about 40% chance of rain, which we could use a nice shower or two. But other than that, it is gorgeous. I mean, these mornings and afternoons have been perfect.
You're giving percentage chances now. Usually, you know, back in 2025, it's just, is it going to rain or is it not? Now you're hitting us with a 40 piece.
It's going to rain on Thursday.
All right. Putting in an early call this week. I like it.
But other than that, man, the 80s and 70s, it's nice. It's nice out. You go, even when the sun goes down nice, it's still, you know, 70-some degrees. It's beautiful. It's great. And it's a great time for you kids to get back to school.
I heard the bussy rolling by this morning by my place.
I didn't see bussy come by here. Maybe out here we don't have it till tomorrow. There's some schools that they start tomorrow on a Tuesday. Hey, why not start on a Thursday?
Yeah, that was always fun as a kid, right? Like, you always dreaded going back to school after the summer break or the winter break or the spring break or any break.
The break.
It was always great when you could come back on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. So it's all right, sucks that we're back, but at least we got a short week to ease us into things. So I like that bit for the kids. Give the kids a little something, you know?
Yeah, they need a little something. Your weekend good?
Weekend good. A lot of sports watching. Some great NFL action Saturday and Sunday. A lot of good college basketball. Some not so good college basketball at the Moody Center on Saturday. But man, beautiful weekend and good time. I spent like 8 hours on Saturday just outside at a bar watching sports.
Yeah, it was beautiful Saturday. Really, like I said, the temperature had been perfect. Good morning to the soldiers of that Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you. For what you do, we do appreciate that. And please, you and your family out there, please be careful, be safe out there. Keep that head on a swivel in the new year and at all times.
Yes, indeed. Well said, as always, my friend. And about some transfer portal news to start off.
Okay, let me ask you this. First of all, did the Texans cover with that extra touchdown at the end there?
You know, I forgot to check on your Gold Star locks of the week to see
But I think that I had the Texans. I don't think it was 8.
Texans was 10.5, sir.
Oh, geez, sir.
So you were not close.
Oh, good. You don't need to check on the Gold Star locks then.
Yeah, I know you missed a few over the weekend.
Mississippi State football.
Yeah, your biggest play was the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover against Tennessee. And unfortunately for Texans fans, they did that. But yeah, you missed a few. I'll tally these up throughout the course of the show, but I think you lost the people some more money. I wasn't even going to bring it up. You know, I was going to be nice to you.
Yeah, because I thought, I was watching the Texans at the end. Then I saw that goofy play that the Colts tried to do. And I said, maybe I've just covered for the people.
Well, it's impossible. Some of these Week 18 games are tough. Like C.J. Stroud started for Houston because, again, the Texans had a chance to win the division going into yesterday. But once the Texans, like, looked up at the out-of-town scoreboard and saw that the Jaguars were killing Tennessee.
Oh, boy, they crushed them.
They benched C.J. Stroud and brought in Davis Mills. And it's like, you know, a bunch of starters sit out and a bunch of guys aren't paying attention and they don't care as much. And those are some of the toughest games to bet is what happens in the final weekend of the NFL regular season. So, you did get the Giants, right? You had the Giants against the Cowboys.
Oh, anybody could get that, right? My goodness.
I mean, neither of those teams really cared that much. I mean, Joe Milton was playing for the Cowboys. They had all bench guys in. So, Cowboys
I was surprised Dak even got in that game.
That was the least amount of Cowboys watching I've done in a long time. Like, I did not go out of my way to watch that game. I had Red Zone on, and I had the Texans, and I had the Jags on. Like, it's the first time in years where I have not had a Dallas Cowboys game on from start to finish. Just didn't matter. There were just other things in the NFL that mattered more yesterday. And I'm glad the Cowboys lost because they help out their draft pick a little bit. They moved up from 14 to 12.
Nice to see Jaden Blue get some time. He ran pretty good.
Jaden Blue had a touchdown yesterday.
Looked like an NFL player.
Yeah, 16 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown for Jaden Blue. Far and away, the best game of his pretty disappointing rookie campaign. But, yeah, he got the opportunity to play.
May have kept himself a job by that game, the way he ran.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, at least on the practice squad, I mean, he ran hard inside. He had some really nice runs where he just let it loose, which I'm thinking, really? He waited this long to show them you could run like that?
Well, he wasn't getting many opportunities in the games, which makes you wonder what he was doing in practice. And obviously, Javonte Williams had a really solid year for the Cowboys. Yes. He was the number one, and Malik Davis kind of emerged late as the number two.
Yeah, they need some other players. That's going to be hard for them to find to try to pay a guy to be on the practice squad. They kind of, you know, they may move on from him still.
Yeah. Well, like everybody talks about the Cowboys' 3-decade Super Bowl drought, and it's worth talking about. It's incredibly embarrassing because not only have the Cowboys not won a Super Bowl, but they haven't reached the NFC Championship game in that time. This is the first time since 2001-02 that the Cowboys have had back-to-back losing seasons. So, like, they've been perennial playoff chokers in the last few decades, but, like, usually if they have a bad year, they're able to bounce back and make the playoffs.
Now they can't get to the playoffs.
Yeah, obviously they sucked last year and dealt with a bunch of injuries last year, and this year, well, they kind of sucked this year and didn't get to the playoffs. So, yeah, the offseason's underway. All sorts of rumors and reports about Matt Eberflus being on his way out. I hope we get an official confirmation of that today. He did nothing as the Cowboys' defensive coordinator that warrants him coming back for a year or two. But now the offseason begins, and, yeah, the Cowboys have a lot of work to do to clean up their roster, especially on the defensive side of the football. So, and George Pickens, of course, is a free agent, too. We know he's one of the best receivers in the league this year. Now Dallas has to find a way to pay him. But good news is they have a really good general manager calling the shots, Bucks.
Everything's solid.
I think every Cowboys fan feels really good about the direction of the franchise, right?
Good to have that guy around.
Oh, my God. How much longer does he have to be around?
He's just going to live on long life. 96, 97 years old.
You know, like we were able to get Donald Sterling out of the league from the Clippers, like got John Gruden out of the league for being racist. Like there's examples of us. What, Dan Snyder with Washington? We got him out of the league, forced him to sell.
Looking up women's skirts and stairs and things.
I feel like Jerry Jones has been doing some of that over his 83 years. No?
No. Everything he does is up on Harry Hines. It's all, yeah. It's out there. You can't. Everybody's doing that up there.
You're right. Just no, on Jerry. It's legal on that street. And then, yeah. You know, once everyone started getting cameras on their phones, Jerry Jones decided to buy a yacht so he could do everything on the yacht instead.
Absolutely.
No one could catch him. Brutal. So, yeah, Cowboys lose yesterday. If you watched, God bless you. You should have found something better to do with your Sunday.
I went outside.
Yeah, but congrats to Jaden Blue again, getting into the end zone for the first time in his NFL career. That was cool to see. So we'll get back into the NFL. Obviously, a lot to get into. The playoffs are set. We've got the Super Wild Card weekend coming up. We'll talk about that Texans Steelers matchup and everything else going on in the league. But, Buck, about three special teamers added to the Texas Longhorns yesterday. Come on, you got to take care of that third phase, right? They got a kicker.
They got a punter. Coach it.
They got a long snapper. Well, oh, you're out on Jeff Banks?
I don't know what I am on that dude. He's not that special anymore.
No, the last 2 years have not been nearly as good from a specialist team standpoint as the first 3 years in the Steve Sarkisian, Jeff Banks era.
I told you once Monkey Gate left, everything started to – it's too calm. We need some action here.
Got to get that monkey back.
Get that monkey back.
Yeah. And look, Ryan Niblett being an All-American punt returner made the special teams look a heck of a lot better.
That saved somebody's beef right there.
Maybe. I mean, he was obviously incredible, but a lot of penalties. And look, special teams in 2025 was better than it was in 2024. Because last year you had all sorts of kicking game issues with shit show Bert Auburn.
Yeah, you're right.
You had punting issues with Michael Kern. So I'll give Texas credit. You know, last offseason they went out to the portal. They brought in Mason Shipley, who was really good in his 1 year as a kicker. They brought in Jack Bomeister, who was really good in his 1 year as a punter. Has been solid with Lance St. Louis. But all three of those guys are gone. So your kicker, your punter, and your long snapper, all out of eligibility. So, you know, Texas signed freshmen at all three of those positions, which is great for the future. But again, all this time we've spent talking about 2026 being win now. You want to make sure you've got your specialists taken care of and you're not just hoping some freshmen are
ready for big time. No, you had to go out and get a kicker and a punter.
Yeah.
Plus, with the scholarships moving up, you can afford to go do that. You have to.
For sure. Yeah, going from 85 to 105 scholarships. I mean, I think this would have been a no-brainer despite that or regardless of that. But, yeah, now that you've got 20 extra scholarships to play with, you got no problem handing out deals to important special teams players. So we've got an Italian coming in to kick, Buck.
Straight from Italy?
At least I assume he's Italy. Well, straight from Memphis, because that's where he played his college football this year. Isn't that the Italian capital of the West? Isn't that what they call Memphis?
It could be.
Gianni Spetic.
Gianni, like that.
I'm assuming he's Italian. I feel like Gianni's Italian, right?
Yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good throw. That's good.
Thank you. Yeah, three-year starter. Started his college career at Ohio U. Kicked there for a couple years.
Okay.
Then was at Memphis this last season. 15 of 20 on field goals. He was 4 of 5 from 50 plus. Third team all conference. Third team all American conference. Not all American. Third team all American conference.
Third team American conference?
Third team all American conference. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not third team all American. It sounds a lot nicer, though, and cooler if I say third team all American, right?
It's for sure.
Yeah. Also,
even that makes you think about it. Third team All-American.
I would love to have a third team All-American kicker here. I don't know who that was this year, but if he was in the portal, I wish Texas would have gone after him. But Spetic, 1 year of eligibility remaining. So he's a rental. He's also a kickoff guy too, which if you watch Texas play Michigan, you know, they could use an upgraded kickoff specialist. Obviously, Will Stone entered the portal midseason, and that position was not nearly as effective down the stretch. So that's a good
particular game. I needed a guy not bunting the ball down there. I need a guy to kick it into the end zone.
Yeah, that was a big problem and kind of gave Michigan a chance with all the short fields that they had there. But Spetic is a kickoff specialist, too. He was also a Lou Groza Award semifinalist, which only 20 of those existed this year in college football. Okay. So by at least one metric, he was a top 20 kicker in the country this season. So there you go. There's the kicker. And, you know, Mason Shipley was 15 of 19 in his last year before coming to Texas. Gianni Spetic, 15 of 20 in his last year before coming to Texas. So similar in that regard to obviously what the Horns were able to get with Shipley coming up from Texas State. There's your kicker. I know everyone's thrilled about that.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
And they got a punter, too, from Florida State. We won't spend much time talking about him, but Max Shimento is his name. And they got a long snapper. I couldn't find any stats for the long snapper. Do long snappers have stats, or is it just like, don't F it up?
Just don't F it up. Just hit the guy in the hands, will you?
Yeah. I think like...
Or when they do call a fake, make sure you snap it to the right guy, the right fake guy.
Yeah. I feel like you don't want to know the name of your... long snapper.
No, we don't care.
Because you only know if he messes up, right?
Right.
So I'm not even going to say the name of the long snapper that Texas got because I don't want to ever talk about this guy.
It's got to be automatic.
It's got to be automatic. Like, I'm glad Texas addressed the issue. You know, again, they lost their guy, Lance St. Louis, from last year. I feel like most fans had no idea who Lance St. Louis was, which is a good thing. So I'm not going to say this new long snapper's name in an effort that we never have to talk about him from this moment forward.
Yes, absolutely.
No disrespect to whoever you are.
Whatever your name is.
Whatever your name might be. Thank you for coming to Texas. We appreciate that. So that's the special teams, guys. And then Texas did pick up a defensive tackle commitment yesterday. This is the name that's going to move the needle the most. Buck. You remember Tavondre Sweat, right?
Yes.
I think everybody does. A great Texas Longhorn now getting it done.
And great size.
And great size. He was listed at 6'4", 362 during his final season as a Texas Longhorn.
Which we knew that was wrong, but that's okay.
Which, yeah, we heard that he was playing closer to like 380, maybe even 390.
Yes.
In that 2023 season. Ian Gerard is the name of the defensive tackle transfer that Texas just got yesterday. He is listed at 6'5", 387 pounds.
Oh, he's a four-bill guy, easy.
Yeah, they usually round down with the weight, right?
Yes, they do. Go ahead and round up to 20, that's for sure.
It's like guys on their dating profile will round up on the height.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're 5'10", but you'll say you're 6 feet. I guess Kyler Murray is like 5'6", and he says he's 6 feet.
I know I'm 5'9", but people think of me as 6'1". I got it.
People think of you as 5'4", but you tell people you're 6'1". I get usually with the weight on these rosters, it's like, let's slim him down a bit. I don't know if that's the case with Gerard. I just know he was listed at 387 on Arkansas's roster.
It's already the offseason. That guy's already 400 now.
Oh, my God. If he wasn't before, I think your hunch is probably right that he was playing closer to four bills this year. But started all 12 games for the Razorbacks. You know, spent three seasons in Fayetteville, 18 tackles, eight pressures. And look, a job of a guy that big is to not put up a bunch of stats. A job is to just take up space, eat up blockers, and save some food for everybody else on the team in the dining hall.
Well, we hope that's the case here. You know, we've got a new defensive head coach who we'll see if that's the case. Maybe he wants this guy to be an attack guy.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I hope he's a good run stuffer. I think he's just an early down big body on the teeth of that Texas defensive line. Like, think of what Cole Brevard did, the transfer from Purdue.
Right.
Who, you know, was 360, 365 pounds this year. At least that's kind of where he was listed. And did a really great job. I mean, didn't put up a bunch of stats, had 9 solo tackles, 18 total tackles this year, but he was a very good run stuffer on what was a top 10 run defense in the regular season.
Yeah, he did a good job for the linebackers.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the, you know, Ian Jaffrard, you hear 18 tackles and it's like, really? That was the first big portal pickup that they get. But again, those big bodies, their job is to not put up a bunch of numbers. Their job is to make life easier for the other 10 guys to put up numbers.
Well, hopefully they can find another one like him, one more like him, and then start working on the offensive line.
Yes. I mean, they've got a lot more work to do. And Texas hosted a bunch of guys on visits this weekend. But, you know, we've seen some big name. Like the portal opened on Friday officially. It's been open for 3 days. We've seen a couple of big names already announce where they're going. But most of the top ranked guys are just they're taking visits.
Just like, hey, just being courted right now. They got nothing else to do.
Right. Right. Exactly. And well, they're trying to make as much money as they can.
And they're not going back to the same place.
No, more than likely, they're not going back to the same place. So, like, Cam Coleman was in town. Of course, we would have all loved for Cam Coleman to commit yesterday, but it's probably never going to happen because he's going to leverage all of the interest he has from around the country into more money.
Yep.
So, he had a very good visit from what I was told. I still feel good about Texas's chances there. But I know after he left Austin yesterday morning, he went to College Station. I know USC is in the mix. I know Alabama is trying. I know Texas Tech is trying.
Damn.
These are all schools that have a lot of funding, Buck. So those other schools don't have Arch Manning. So hopefully that makes a difference there. But,
well, you know, Texas just got the Cincinnati guy.
Right. Texas Tech just got Brendan Sorsby, who's.
Well, we saw what Joey McGuire's offense looks like in a real big game.
Yeah. Well, the good news for Texas Tech is they still play in the Big 12, so they don't have to play a lot of real big games until they get to the.
Oh, that's right.
College football playoff. But yeah, look, Tech has a lot of money. I mean, we all saw what they did in the portal last offseason, and they just got arguably the top ranked quarterback in the portal, and that guy wasn't cheap. So, you know, they got money. Cody Campbell is throwing it around like it's nothing. So, yeah, you always get a little weary nowadays when you hear that Texas Tech is in the mix for a recruit, whether it's out of high school or out of the portal.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, Cam Coleman was here for a couple of days. I think it's a good thing that Texas got the first visit for Cam Coleman. But, I mean, this thing could drag out for days, for weeks.
Yeah.
The portal closes on the 15th. But guys don't have to decide by the 15th. They just have to enter by the 15th. So, you know, Texas will wait as long as it needs to wait for a guy like Cam Coleman. So if it does go beyond that, then that would suck. I think you want to have your answer.
Yeah, those dudes got it now. What a life if you're a star. You get that money, and then you know what you do? You don't even head back to your university. You go on a nice vacation, and then you go to where you're going.
It's the best time ever to be a – student athlete.
Yeah, Buck. Really.
And for years, guys could get nothing. And now, yeah, you're basically on one-year contracts every year. I mean, even the guys who are staying are signing new contracts at the places they're staying.
Absolutely.
When has that ever happened? It's weird to see. Like, oh, this guy agrees to a new contract. Trevor Goosby apparently agreed to a new contract at Texas, but he also could still go to the NFL. But if he comes back to college, he's coming back to Texas because he signed a new contract with Texas.
And that's something.
So there's some tea leaves saying that Goosby's going to return. I still feel very good about that. I think at this point, we're just kind of waiting for him to make his own decision. You know, nowadays, we usually don't let people make their own decisions. We gotta have it first and steal their moment from them.
Oh, yeah. Well, either that or their agent will let us know.
Yeah, but
We don't know of any real running backs that showed up on campus.
No running back news yet. Some bad news last night for Texas. You know, Isaac Brown, I think we talked about him a little bit last week, the Louisville kid.
Yes.
You know, it was reported last week that he was going to enter the transfer portal with a do not contact tag, which usually when that happens, it means the guy already knows where he's going.
Sure.
You're sending a message to other coaches like, hey, don't reach out to me or my agent. We've got our mind made up. And everyone's like, okay, he's going to Texas. There were people crystal balling Isaac Brown to Texas, basically saying this thing is Stevie Wonder signed, sealed, delivered. Last night came out that he's staying at Louisville. He never officially entered the portal. And I guess Louisville was able to offer him enough money to keep him around there.
Some of that horse money came in.
some of that Kentucky Derby. What time of the horse calendar are we on right now? Do you know what's going on? Oaks?
Yeah, we're getting ready, you know, for some preliminaries. You know, Oaklawn is open, getting ready for the Derby trials and getting the horses ready for May. So we're there. We're getting close.
I guess it's too cold to have any races right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They race those damn horses in frigid temperatures in Ohio and Pennsylvania and West Virginia. They don't care.
Yes, Texas rocks. Papa John's made up.
New York.
Yeah, that's
it. They don't care.
Okay, I like that.
We start talking about getting ready for the Derby money's coming up, the Masters money's coming up. You know, we're not far from spring, except for we're in spring.
Yeah, we never got to winter. We're still in fall.
Yeah.
Still football going on, and the weather still feels like fall, so we're calling it fall around these parts. So that's a bummer because, you know, Jaden Ball still has not entered the portal. He hasn't officially come out and said, I'm not leaving Florida. So I'm sure he and his camp likes the news of Isaac Brown staying at Louisville, because now they're probably going back to Texas and they're like, hey, now you really need us, right? So what you got?
I know this. I ain't paying no kid no $2 million.
Well, it's not your money, which is good.
I know.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's what Texas has to decide, right? Like, you don't have unlimited money.
Yes.
You've got to decide how to strategically spend to make sure that you get great players, but also don't overspend on one to where you can't fill other spots on your team.
But if you're all in, your starter running back right now can't take you to a championship.
No. I mean, you have to get somebody better. And look, Christian Clark can maybe be your number two, and I'm excited about Derek Cooper and what he's going to bring, and maybe James Simon has some juice. But, yeah, you've got to find a true number one tailback.
I think that's the biggest surprise to me over the weekend is James Simon is still here. That's one of the biggest surprises, because the guy didn't even get in the bowl game.
Yeah, that was surprising that he didn't play in that bowl game. Considering, I mean, not that he played a ton in the regular season. He only appeared in three games, but we just all figured with Wisner and Baxter and Gibson and Stewart all being unavailable for that Michigan game that we were going to see James Simon, and just didn't happen.
So, yeah, that was strange. Unless he's got some injury, you know, that we may not know about, he may have something that they don't want to even take a chance on going into, you know, winter workouts and spring camp. I can understand if he's got some lingering stuff that has really bothered him, why do it? There's no reason to do it.
Look, and they, you know, Texas clearly wanted to win that football game. And sure. I mean, Christian Clark had a great day. And Christian Clark's first carry was like a first down run.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it was like, okay, we're going to start Clark, and if he struggles, we'll see what Simon has. And then Clark just played well enough to where it's like, well, this is a close game. We're going to ride this guy and try.
Yeah, even though he had a good game, I thought the other guy should have got some opportunities to come in the game. And it's the last game of the season.
That's fair. No, I'm with you. I'm just looking at the box score. There was only one other running back who got a carry.
No.
And that was Michael Terry III, who had one carry.
For like a half yard. I don't even know if he maybe got to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, one carry for 0 yards.
So there's nothing of him that I saw in that game that tells me that guy is going to be dynamic enough to do anything. They're still going to be searching for a position for him, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, once these other guys
who are running backs come along,
right?
They're going to be on the search. He'll be switching positions again.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, recruited as an athlete, a guy who played both sides in high school in the San Antonio area, and started at receiver, moved to running back. Maybe he can put on a few LBs and play tight ends. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for Michael Terry. But, yeah, a bit surprising that James Simon didn't play. But, again, it's not like a bunch of other guys were getting carries over him.
No.
It was the Christian Clark show, and then obviously Arch Manning with his legs doing what he did. But, yeah, as of now, James Simon is still here. By the way, Buck, I'm sorry to your FAMU Rattlers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they missed out on their top target in the transfer portal, at least the guy that you had as their top target in the transfer portal. Jared Gibson has
transferred. You made it to Winston-Salem State?
No, not. Is that a real school? Winston-Salem?
Winston-Salem State? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a state. Why are we calling that state? It's not Winston-Salem U.
Now in Winston-Salem State, down in North, down Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
What division is that?
I don't know. It's the same one with A&T, Johnson C. Smith.
Okay, now you're just saying names.
Grambling.
Johnson C. Smith?
Yeah, there's a Johnson C. Smith in Carolina, too. I think that's the one that's in Winston-Salem or Charlotte.
Wow. Yeah, I thought I had the HBCUs down, but clearly not. That's on me.
My old man went to North Carolina A&T.
That one I've heard of. Wasn't Johnson and Smith a...
Like Johnson C. Smith. Johnson C. Smith, yes.
Johnson & Johnson is like the Johnson, beautiful company. Yes. I'm like, what am I thinking of here?
The dude out of Chicago.
No, your boy, Jarrett Gibson, has committed to Purdue.
Oh, okay. That's a perfect fit.
Boiler up, sir.
He'll be looking for another place after next year if he's any good. If he can even get any, if he get any mileage out of him there, then he'll be leaving that place after 1 year.
Headed to the Big Ten.
He's going to Purdue, huh?
Sorry about that, FAMU.
Yeah, his contract isn't very big at Purdue. I guarantee you that.
I'm with you on that. But
so you get some bus passes.
That's his NIL deal is what
no Waymo, no nothing. Bus passes.
Yeah, you don't get your own car. Sorry about that. But no. We will let you take the campus bus for free here.
There you go.
You know, also every other student gets to take the campus bus for free, but you don't have to know that.
What about the other big-time running back they got from Florida? Where's he at?
No word on CJ Baxter yet. On where
he's waiting for a big deal, obviously.
Yeah. Well, look, he's visiting Colorado this week. Also, DeAndre Moore visiting Colorado this week. I know CJ Baxter went to Kentucky. He was in Lexington over the weekend. That was his first visit. So he'll get some, again, Power Four interest, like Georgia and Alabama, Ohio State. Those schools aren't going to go after CJ Baxter.
UConn is just awaiting him right now.
Oh, UConn.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing right with that, though.
No. What's UConn? They're in the American. They play like Army.
UConn. Army, in a conference. UConn independent?
I don't think so in football.
Yeah, they're independent.
Play like with Rice. Aren't they in the same group?
No, they're independent. I think they have one of those Notre Dame-like deals where they basically
The big-timers.
Yeah, exactly. And UConn also has that same rule with the college football playoff tour. If they finish in the top 12, they're going to be guaranteed to be in, but nobody has to ever worry about that, so... No, I don't think they actually have that. Just kidding. Nobody cares about UConn football. Yeah. And by the way, Parker Livingston, we'll take a break here in a moment, but Parker Livingston, visiting Indiana, also has a visit set up with Oklahoma. Buck. Talk about going from fan favorite to, hey, you're not welcome back in this city ever again.
Wow. He wouldn't do that.
We'll see. He did release a statement on Friday, kind of bashing Texas on his way out, saying the decision for him to leave was out of his control, basically insinuating that Texas kicked him out. And then everyone who reports on Texas was like, no, dude, they offered you like a pretty good six-figure NIL deal and you just wanted more money, so you left.
Seriously, Dartmouth, you did that?
Dartmouth like blatantly lied on his way out the door.
Oh, Texas. Really?
So tough bit right there. So we'll get to that. More transfer portal news, more rumors for Texas. And where some of the departing players could be ending up. Also, we'll talk about Jack Hendry's NFL decision and much more from the Longhorn. But before we dive back in, how about our first round of sponsor shout outs?
Shout out, friends, over at Tony C's Pizza, Austin's original coal-fired pizza, serving that New York style pizza and that great Italian food right from the cookbook of the Ciola family for over 16 years now in the BK's area. Love the place. Tomorrow's two for Tuesday. Time to get those pizzas back in style. BK, two for the price of one over at Tony C's locations, Highway 79 in Round Rock, right beside the Dell Diamond, Anderson Lane, and, of course, in Bee Cave. Love the Italian food there. And, of course, Wednesdays, Unwind Wednesdays, half-price bottles of wine at Tony C's Pizza. You got to love the chicken pesto pizza. Still available for you, that chicken pesto pizza. Buck has not had that yet. Buck has been watching his diet very closely now, but it doesn't stop me from two for one. It's got cheese on it. Going to have pepperoni. It's going to have mushrooms. I'm all about it at Tony C's Pizza.
Yes, indeed. Love Tony C's. Also a shout out to Altstadt Beer. Probably get some of that at Tony C's.
You can get that along with that pizza.
Yeah, love the Altstadt Beer. I was drinking a bunch of it over the weekend. And the weather's beautiful here in Central Texas. And we're about to get to the playoffs in the NFL. We're about to get to the nitty-gritty of the college football playoff. There's some great sports watching coming up.
And out on the patios at this time of year. That's crazy.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. Or if you just have a case of the Mondays, you know, like that's a good enough reason to crack open an ice-cold Altstadt beer. You don't have to wait till Monday night. You can do it at Monday morning. Don't go back to work yet. You're not ready to go back to work. You've been vacationing too long. Crack open an Altstadt beer. That's a good way to start your week right there. Whatever you have going on, you're sports watching, hanging out with friends and family, enjoying this beautiful weather that we have. There's never a bad time for a great beer. Altstadt is brewed locally. They've got a bunch of different brews. Every Altstadt is brewed without additives or preservatives. So you can feel good about what you're putting into your system. But most importantly, the taste is absolutely there. This is award-winning beer. Tons of gold and silver medals at the U.S. Open and great American beer festivals. Don't just take my word for it. Try some for yourself. You can pick up Altstadt at any place you buy your beer or any bar around the state of Texas. It's Altstadt beer. No impurities, no regrets.
Our good friends over at Woods Comfort Systems. Hey, air conditioning still cranking up for this time of the year. But be ready when that winter spell hits us, maybe even this weekend coming up, that your heating is working properly for close to 70 years in Central Texas. Woods Comfort System, nobody does it better. Don't forget, they also do plumbing, folks. Or do remember, it's not don't forget. Do remember, they do a fantastic job when it comes to plumbing. And nobody does it better than Woods Comfort Systems.
No, they do not. WoodsComfortSystems.com is their website. You can give them a call, 512-842-5066 as well. And also a shout out to Waterloo Printing and Graphics. Rocking some TSU lids this morning. All of our merch, our hats, our shirts, our koozies, our signs, our stickers, everything that we've got, all made by Adam and his great team at Waterloo. They're based right here in South Austin, so they will get you what you need, and they will get it to you very, very quickly. All you have to do is reach out to him directly, 512-300-9641. That's his cell. Call him, text him. Huge Longhorn fan, big-time TSU supporter. And again, he will take care of you. If you have a business that needs merch or just a big event coming up that you need to promote, Waterloo Printing and Graphics has you covered.
Sweet.
All right. It's official. Some news that dropped over the weekend. Jack Andrews is off to the NFL. He announced that he is declaring for the 2026 NFL draft. Disappointing, but not terribly surprising. A big reason why Jack Andrews is leaving is because this is a very weak tight end class for the NFL draft. Like Mel Kiper Jr. currently has Jack Andrews as his third ranked tight end this year. So you think about some of the great tight end classes we've seen going from college to the NFL in recent years. This is not one of those years. So Jack Andrews kind of looking around like, if I have a good combine and a good pro day, and I've got a really good shot to end up being a pretty high draft pick here. So Jack Andrews is gone. 33 catches, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not really the year that we had hoped he was going to have at Texas, but had a great game against A&M, had a touchdown in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl against Michigan. But now I wonder, Buck, if tight end is another area of need for the Longhorns in the portal.
We got a couple young guys. You know, you got Hammer Hands and a guy that you gave a one-yard flip to. So, I mean, the possibility is those guys, they should get better. I mean, you would hope. Oh, who coaches them? Oh, the special teams dude coaches them. Well, he's spending a lot of his time with the tight ends, which is good. So I would say they'll get a little bit better. They, you know, they trust in him. The Hammer Hands has to get better because he's a big old target, because he can do both. He can block, and if he can catch, that'll work out. That's what they're looking for. I got to believe they're looking for him to get a lot better.
Yeah, and they've got, you know, a number of young tight ends waiting in the wing. Nick Townsend is the guy that I think the coaching staff feels the best about moving forward, and he's the guy I think has the most potential in that room moving forward. Just wrapped up his true freshman year. He's the guy you were talking about who had that touchdown run on that little reverse jet action against Texas A&M. You know, he was not an early enrollee last year, so he was a bit behind the eight ball.
Sure.
And maybe that was a part of the reason why we didn't see a ton of him during the regular season. But I think he's a guy that has a lot of potential. Amari Winston, another member of the 2025 class, not a super highly touted recruit, kind of undersized, but he dealt with a shoulder injury, which caused him to miss half the season, but a guy who was getting a lot of good reviews from the Texas coaching staff before he got hurt. They've got Hammer Hands, Jordan Washington. Feels like a pretty apt nickname considering the drop issues that he had. They got Spencer Shannon as a blocker. I really liked what Spencer Shannon did against Michigan. You know, not much of a pass catching threat, but I thought he was really good in blocking for the run. I think that's a positive sign for him in 2026. So you've got bodies.
Yeah, Hammerhand's got the bodies for
bodies, plural. It's two guys.
You're right. They got the bodies, but he has a nice body for everything that you're looking for. If his route running and his ability to catch the ball changes, he's the guy that you're probably you'd love to have work out, and you don't have to make any changes. You know, he can play a lot of downs because of his size.
There's potential there. There's a lot to like.
He's just kind of lumbering the way he runs, you know?
I'm just like, again, talking about all these guys, you just hope that they take the next step.
Yes.
And next year to me is not about hope.
No. Oh, no.
Next year is about winning a national championship with Arch Manning in his final year.
Well, if you can go find a guy who's a tight end that's caught a bunch of balls somewhere, whatever level it is, and understands how to route run, you can always get somebody to block for the run.
Yeah. I saw a report this morning that Texas is hosting a tight end by the name of Michael Masunas, who played at Michigan State this past year.
Okay.
He's coming in for a visit today.
Sounds like a bunch of those Michigan State guys are bailing.
Yeah. A new coaching change for them too. That program's been a mess for a while now. 19 catches, 232 yards, and 3 touchdowns this season. So not great numbers, but numbers better than any Texas tight end not named Jack Endrys.
Yes, for sure.
In 2025, so he's a little bit more proven. Looks like he's the 27th ranked player, ranked tight end. Excuse me, big difference there in the transfer portal now, according to 24/7 Sports. So there's some higher ranked guys who are available. Yeah,
I don't need the 27th rank. I'll work with what I have if I got to get the number 27th ranked dude.
Yeah, I'd like to try somebody a little higher than 27.
You know? Like my own guys that I've recruited or have brought here. I got to hope my coach can make them a little bit better in the spring. But like I said, the one guy had a bad shoulder and one guy didn't get here till late. So yeah. I mean, they're not horrible. I'm not saying they're horrible, but they don't stand out for much of anything because they don't play.
Right. Yeah. Jordan Washington played and didn't play very good.
Yeah, he was okay.
You can't drop like 50% of your targets and be qualified as okay or half decent.
You got to have some explosion once you catch it. Sort of like you're a number one wide receiver who can't catch either, but he's explosive.
Right. Well, Jordan Washington, I mean, they put on too much weight.
Yeah. Like, how much is it? He looks like he weighs 280.
He's listed at 260. I think he got to Texas in the 220s. And then all of a sudden, the roster comes out before the 2025 season, and we see Jordan Washington listed at 260.
And looks like 280. Yeah.
It's damn. Like, I get trying to add some LBs, but do we need that much?
No, he doesn't look flexible. He looks kind of stiff.
Didn't look fast, and he didn't catch. I don't know if the catching thing has anything to do with the weight, but
no, none of them can catch. That has nothing to do. They just get guys that can't catch.
Well, two of their guys couldn't catch.
For sure.
That's why you got to find some upgrades there. So I hope they do. And again, it's just one guy coming in on a visit. Now, Texas will have guys in for visits that they don't even offer. Forget like offering a bunch of money in NIL. Like they had some guys this weekend who probably aren't even going to get an offer. It's just
they've got scholarships available for guys that they don't have to pay a bunch of money to also.
Yeah.
They would love to come and play at a place like University of Texas.
Yeah, sure. You know, some guys, but the guys that Texas wants are not, I'm willing to play for free because it's the University of Texas and I can get a great education and what a great historic program you have.
That's good. So that's the way you should be talking about the university. That sounds more like it to me.
Yeah. Well, that's the old school way of doing it, but you might as well be shopping at an antique store if that's what you're trying to do.
UTSA and Texas State must have a couple sluggos that like to come here. We got that dadgum kicker last year.
Yeah. They hosted a UTSA defensive lineman who's a guy that I really want. yesterday. You know, the last time Texas went west down I-10 for a transfer, it worked really well with Trey Moore, who had two very solid seasons on the Texas defense. So there's a defensive lineman who actually visited Oklahoma on Saturday and then visited Texas yesterday that I think Texas should be in the mix for. Redshirt freshman, too. So a guy who still has 3 years of eligibility left. He had, I think he was second on UTSA in sacks and third in TFLs this year.
An outside guy?
Inside, defensive lineman. I think he's kind of a tweener.
Okay.
275, more of an edge guy, but played some of both. But he, Jeff Traylor back in September, like, basically said, if this kid rides it out, he's going to get the keys to the city. He's that good. And that pitch did not work to keep.
Not the keys to your city. He don't want anything to do with you, San Antonio. Sorry.
Yeah, Kenny Ozawalu is his name. And, yeah, I guess he didn't want the keys to San Antonio. He'd rather
He passed on the keys to getting the Alamo.
He's like, thanks. I'd rather have money. You know, keys to a city is great. What do you even get if you get a key to the city? You can't just, like, go in everywhere, right? It doesn't actually work.
No, the key fits at all the bars.
Oh, it fits at all the bars?
Yeah, it'd be okay for you.
Oh, shit. All right, well, that's a recruiting pitch that absolutely would work on me.
There you go.
I feel like it should work on Kenny Ozawalu, too. But he's not 21 yet. He's only a redshirt freshman, so maybe he doesn't need
those keys right now.
21 means 21.
He wants the keys to a car. Or a nice place to live. That's what he's looking for.
Right. Yeah, this guy's a pretty cool story. Started as a walk-on. Was 240 pounds his first year. Didn't play at all last year. And then bulked up to like 275 this year. And again, three sacks, which was second on UTSA. Six TFLs, which was third on the team. He led their team in hurries. He played more snaps than any UTSA defensive lineman this year.
That's making progress right there.
Yeah. So you pair that dude with Kenny Baker and Alan Clark on the Texas staff. That could work. That could work right there. So, again, no commitment, but that's a guy who visited Texas. And there are still those UTSA and UNT and Texas State guys who are coming.
Good. You know, I didn't even ask that question. How many dudes is Kenny Baker? Those guys are still staying. How many dudes are staying? Is he keeping staff-wise? Who's still staying?
Yeah, I mean, as of now, you know, there hasn't been any other changes to the staff. We talked last week about the contract extension for Chris Jackson. So he's returning as the wide receivers coach. Brandon Harris, the GM, got himself a contract extension as well. Blake Gideon's coming back.
He is coming back?
Yeah. I can't remember. I guess that dropped Friday, but it dropped Friday after the show.
Yeah, so, because I was saying, why would a guy come back here? Is he just a coach of position? Unless there must be something in the works that if something doesn't work out, he becomes a defensive coordinator. Because at his age, to take that job at Georgia Tech, do a really decent job, and then to come back as a position guy, that's interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's some sort of defensive coordinator in waiting title for Blake Gideon. It hasn't been made official by the university yet, but like enough reputable people have reported it to where it just feels like a matter of when, not if. We get the announcement from the school.
Well, they got enough money to pay him like a defensive coordinator if he's a secondary guy. I don't know how you do it, but they'll find a way.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
and this is his home. I mean, this Texas is where he's from. I mean, that's one of those deals that you weigh this with that. You know, weigh a couple $100,000 here or there.
Right.
To be back home.
Well, I think, Texas can pay more than Georgia Tech can. So even if, I mean, we know that Blake Gideon's not going to have the same defensive coordinator title that he had in Atlanta. He could still be making more money here at Texas than he was at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, well, see, that'd be interesting to see if they pay him more money just to be a position coach than they would as a D coordinator. Wow.
Right. So, yeah, maybe they'll give him a co-DC title. I mean, all we've heard is high-ranking defensive assistant role. That's the verbiage that has been given.
Well, that's how you get more money.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's taken much of a pay cut, but obviously he played at Texas.
He could be the assistant head coach.
Played under Will Muschamp. So those guys obviously have a great relationship. And, you know, there was some scuttlebutt as soon as Coach Boone got hired. Like, could Blake Gideon actually come back? And I think a lot of people sort of pushed it to the side, like, no, he's a defensive coordinator. Like what you said, why would he?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Come back for a position coaching role if he's a defensive coordinator. But again, I think he can make more money at Texas.
Yeah, I mean, if you give me the assistant head coaching job title and some money close to what I was getting or more, why wouldn't you come back?
I think they'd give him the assistant head coaching job.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a title.
Right.
Yeah, Sark would have to fall back in the bottle or fall off a train or something in order for him to be the head coach. Yeah. That's how that would work.
Yeah. If Sark got fired, Blake Gideon would not be the head coach. That's not how an assistant, I mean, maybe.
No, like, but if you got six, it didn't happen. That's a title. That's a pretty nice title to have.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll see. Maybe he will get that title. I don't know if anybody has that title right now on the Texas staff.
Yeah, I was wondering if the offensive line coach had that title.
I think the running back coach is an associate head coach, but that's different than an assistant head coach.
Yeah, They just got, they have names for prices. You know, they put a price in the naming of those positions.
So maybe that's it. Maybe Blake Gideon will be getting that title, and that's part of his decision to return. I guess we'll find out again whenever it's made official, but there's enough reputable folks reporting that it's happening to where, Blake Gideon should be back next year.
Well, that's a hell of a defensive staff, man.
It is. And, you know, Blake Gideon, obviously the Texas secondary was really good in 2024, and Blake Gideon was a big reason why the Texas secondary took a step back.
And they're going to pay you that kind of money to get you back here.
Sure. I mean, I think they were going to pay anybody a lot of money, right, to find a really good secondary coach. The Dwayne Aquina part two experiment did not work well at all. So,
yeah, I got to believe Mac had something to do with Dwayne Aquina getting back here.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And, you know, Sark's got great relationships with a bunch of former players.
Sure.
And I'm sure those guys were all pretty excited with the Dwayne Aquina last year. The hope is Will Muschamp is not Dwayne Aquina. Because bringing Dwayne Aquina back, disaster. We don't want Will Muschamp to be disaster. I don't think it will, for the record, but.
Well, don't forget he was a head coach, so he's the defensive head coach.
He is the defensive head coach, yes. And that
allows more time for the offensive head coach to get his stuff together.
That allows Steve Sarkisian more time to focus on the offense and hopefully get that side of the ball cleaned up for.
And the penalties and the special teams.
And everything. Everything.
And that's right. And everything.
Yeah. Like, you got to get Texas back to the playoff next year. That's the minimum requirement, I think, for Steve Sarkisian.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Is that what we're calling Blake Gideon?
That's all right. You get that assistant head coaching job. That's a big deal.
It is.
For a young guy, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it is. So. And look, Blake Gideon was a defensive coordinator for a defensive-minded head coach, so it wasn't really his defense at Georgia Tech. Now, he did get to call the plays there.
And he did a good job. They were pretty good.
But it wasn't your typical defensive coordinator gig where it's like you are the guy who's running the show on that side of the football. So that makes it harder to get like a head coaching job if you're just that guy. I don't know. I don't know what Blake Gideon's aspirations are. I don't know if he wants to be a head coach. Maybe he just wants to be at Texas. Maybe wants to be a defensive coordinator somewhere. I don't know. But that's good news, I think, for Texas that dropped on Friday after the show. Blake Gideon returning to the Longhorn staff, obviously was a part of Steve Sarkisian's staff for his first few years in Austin, left before 2025, and now returns.
Yeah, this is kind of all in there, Jerry Jones.
Sure. I mean, you got to get some players from the portal for me to really believe that it's all in.
Yeah, I got to hear about some running back and the offensive line.
That's the thing. Sure. Like, no disrespect to Ian Jaffrard. I'm excited he's coming. That's a guy that, you know, was scheduled to have other visits this week. And his visit in Austin this weekend went so well that he canceled those other visits and committed on the spot yesterday.
It's the old recruiting thing. That's a good job there.
Like that. I like that they address the special teamers. That's great. You need a kicker. You need a punter. You need a long snapper. But we'll see how all in they really are by whether or not they find a top flight running back, top flight receiver, top flight offensive linemen, plural linebackers. I mean, there's now tight end. Add that to the list because of injuries decision. There's a laundry list of holes that Texas needs to fill.
Yeah, I mean, just think Texas going through this. And I got to believe that places like LSU must be losing their mind for Lane Kiffin. I mean, that guy's not sleeping. His staff is doing stuff at Mississippi. They don't know at Mississippi if they're going to be able to, if certain guys are going to be able to continue to coach. You know, that's one of those, hey, I just got here. I need all you guys here.
Yeah, it's a mess of a situation.
You right. Signed contracts with me. I need you have. I know I want to be, I don't care to be a good guy. I could care less because I got to go there. You know, the first couple of weeks of next year with all of you there, they are going to boo us, boo the shit out of us. It's going to be miserable. That will be a miserable trip to back to Ole Miss, you know?
Oh, my God. That's pretty early in the season.
It's too. Like third game, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, week three where LSU travels to Ole Miss, the return of the Lane train.
Wow.
And I think Lane Kiffin is requiring every assistant besides Charlie Wise Jr. to go to LSU. Like, he let those guys coach the first two playoff games for Ole Miss, but now he's like, no, I need you here. So, yeah, what a wild month it's been for Ole Miss.
Yeah, the players are got to be going, my goodness.
I know. What a mess. You talk about burning bridges on your way out. Like, Lane Kiffin is probably the best head football coach Ole Miss has ever had, and everyone is going to hate him until the end of time.
Dude, I'm not about all this, but, dude, they're going to do shit to him. They're going to throw shit at the butt. They're going to do all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I mean, think about what Chris Beard had when he went back to Lubbock, right? Like, the divorce wasn't as public. It wasn't as messy, but, you know, Chris Beard said a bunch of things about never leaving Lubbock and this is the place I want to be. And then overnight he leaves and takes the Texas job, better job, of course. And I mean, we saw how Tech fans reacted and we saw how the games in Lubbock between the Horns and the Red Raiders were, or I guess
this will be something.
Yeah. So it's going to be insane. And now obviously Ole Miss, they're still alive. They're still in the playoff. They're two wins away from a national championship with basically an interim coach. I know Pete Golding's the full-time guy, but like he's an interim for this year. And now the assistants all have to go to LSU. It's a mess, dude. It's why the college football playoff calendar, or just the college football calendar, is a joke. We should not allow. I mean, there are players on the Final Four teams who are leaving right now to go to the portal. How crazy is that?
And guys that are second teamers and stuff like that.
Some guys who actually play, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Guys that get in the games.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you just meant like the backups. No. Guys who actually play are leaving because they are worried there won't be any spots left for them when everybody else commits and signs in the portal. They're worried by the time they're
in. Yeah, they had to change that. That's ridiculous.
It's a joke. It's a total joke. We got like it. They do it because of the academic calendar and getting people enrolled by the start of the second semester. And it's like, we got to stop pretending to care about the academics when it comes to these things.
Yeah, that's just they're just messing around. That's a joke.
The business of college football is too big now. I'm not saying guys don't go to class or anything. I'm saying, like, if a guy has to enroll a week or two later in school.
Yeah, I mean, education is fantastic, but, you know, no schools are forcing guys to go to school anymore. They don't hold that above. They don't hold that over your head. The guy will go, what did you say? If I don't go to class, what?
Yeah.
I won't play.
Online classes and then pay somebody to take them for you.
Sure.
That's the move right there. But yeah, let a kid miss the first 2 weeks. It's syllabus weeks. Nobody goes to those classes anyways.
Yeah. That part's a little bit of a joke. You don't go until the third week anyway, whether you're making money or not making money, whether you're the normal kid paying and dad's paying for and mom's paying for, you don't go. It's not like you go right away. Right. All kids don't do that. Kids are kids. They do what everybody else is doing.
Right. So I guess that's a perk. Again, I'm not happy that Texas is done playing football, but sort of a perk of not being in the college football playoff semifinal is that you can focus all of your attention on the portal and you don't have to focus on guys you're losing before a big playoff game. I mean, remember Texas had this with Malik Murphy 2 years ago where he portaled out. I mean, he was a backup, but like Quinn Ewers' backup, he portals out before a playoff game. And it's like, what do we
do? No, he's at his eighth school. Is he done now? He's done, right? Tell me he's done. He can't show up at Duke or on the West Coast, or he can't show up in the Big Ten anywhere, right? He's done. His eligibility has to be gone.
I don't know. I think he was only a registered junior this
year. No way. No way. He was at Duke. I thought he was, by then he was a senior. And then he wasn't at Duke. Where was he this year?
No, this was his fourth year of college
Oregon
football.
Oregon State, right?
He was at Oregon State this year. It was not good at all. Yeah, 2 years at Texas. One of those was a redshirt year. A year at Duke, and then a year at Oregon State. So he's got another year of eligibility. I don't know if he's transferring or sticking it out at Oregon State. I have no idea.
Oh, you know he's interested in money somewhere to be at Oregon State. They were horrible.
They were horrible. Yeah, he had a bad year. He had a pretty solid year at Duke, actually.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
But Duke went out and got Darian Minta. They paid for another portal quarterback to replace him last year. And I guess it worked. They won the ACC. But yeah, Malik Murphy, I don't know. Jonte Cook's back in the portal, by the way. Speaking of guys who still somehow have eligibility remaining. Yep, Jonte Cook.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. Remember, the clock stops when you're in prison or wherever.
Jonte Cook might have 2 years of eligibility left.
Oh, yeah, his clock has stopped. That dude spent like half a year in the can, I believe.
I don't think he spent half the year in the can. He maybe got arrested, but I don't think he spent much time in the can. He did get kicked off the Texas Longhorns and then went to Washington and got kicked off like 2 weeks in and then ended up at Syracuse this past year and like played decently well this year.
He's got that great coach, one of the better coaches in America.
549 yards, 2 touchdowns for Jonte Cook at Syracuse this season. So someone will take another chance on him.
Wow.
He will not be coming back to Texas. I can go ahead and report that for you on a Monday morning.
Good.
Yeah, the portal continues to turn, Buck. And
yeah, they need to straighten that out.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Every coach hates it.
It's not like a controversial opinion. Like every coach, every administrator, everybody hates
every educator like myself.
The educators, they probably don't care, but like people hate it. Problem is, there's nobody really running college football right now who can put a stop to it because the NCAA is not doing anything and conference commissioners are focused on a bunch of other things. And that's why this sport just feels like a total free-for-all right now.
Jeez.
It's a mess, but we love it so much. It's our mess.
That's right.
It's our beautiful mess. All right, we'll get back into some Texas football, more portal news, notes, and nuggets. We got to talk about Texas basketball's SEC opener. What a disaster that was on Saturday night at the Mood. We'll get to some NFL in hour number two as well. But before we do anything else, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
Hello to Jay and the gang over at Sue Paps, the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles, accessories for 2026. It's there for you. And I guarantee you, Jay has some sales racks for those looking for some stuff that they had in 2025 in all sizes. They even fit the new big man coming here. They got triple X. They got double X. They've got, I don't wear small, but they have small for those that are small people. I'm a medium. So they've got plenty of mediums, but they have everything in all sizes. Of course, all the ball caps that you're looking for, all the jelly cats, men's and women's apparel, of course. And Sue Patrick orders $59 or more online, free shipping to you. And that, believe me, they get there to you in a hurry. If you need it in a couple days, Jay and, of course, will get it to you as quick as possible. For more information, go to SuePatrick.com. Looking forward to going over to Sue Patrick in the new year and saying hello to the folks there. You know, there's some new gear over there that I probably got to get for my grandkids.
And for yourself.
And for myself, of course, yes.
Yeah. You know what I have to say to your live read there, sir?
Yeah.
Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
Oh, little thing. Stuff for little people, too.
You're the little guy right there.
I don't think so. Jay understands. He has plenty of mediums for me. Sometimes places don't have a lot of mediums. They just go from small to large. But at Sue Patrick, there's plenty for us medium-sized folks.
Are you trying to wear a dress like Mike Elko on the sidelines?
What? It's not good. This is
Mike Elko hasn't fit in an adult medium since the third grade, actually. So.
Since birth.
Yeah, maybe since birth. But he does wear like clothes that are 8 sizes too big, which doesn't help conceal the gut that he has.
Oh, my God.
Coach. They have Mike Elko sizes there too at Sue Patrick. Let's not forget. Shout out to them. Also, shout out to Covert Bee Cave. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, how about that for a New Year's resolution? Get you a new whip.
There you go.
You can do it at Covert Bee Cave off of Highway 71. Of course, part of the world famous Covert Auto Group that's been around the Austin area for more than
42 acres, brother. 42 acres.
42 acres. Of cars, trucks, and SUVs, you could spend hours just walking around their lot. Like, if you're not sure what you want, just go out there, and they've got a bigger selection and a better selection than anybody in the city. The people there are fantastic. Say hi to Dan Covert. Say hi to Mike. Say hi to Stacy, Jerome, Ron, Cameron. Gina at the front desk is awesome. They're all great people who will treat you like family the way they've treated us like family. And what do they say about those Covert prices, Buck?
Nobody beats a Covert deal. Not now, not ever.
CovertBeeCave.com for more info and to shop their inventory online. But more importantly, go see them off of Highway 71.
Love the Coverts.
Yes, indeed. Also, a shout out to Audiovisual Consultation. Speaking of people we love, our guy, Tom McKay. Oh, man. I should have cut this up. I might cut this up for tomorrow's show. But on Friday, Tom McKay went over to Wags' house during Chaos Theory right after us.
And jumped in the pool.
You did see this.
Oh,
those guys did a polar plunge. I think Wags's pool was like 55 degrees, which hard to call a polar plunge considering how hot it's been.
Yes.
Around these parts in the last few weeks. But yeah, shirtless Tom McKay and Wags. He could have gone without seeing that.
Yeah, but we didn't have to see that.
Those guys jumped in the pool on Friday and Wags got out as quick as he could. Tom, like, stayed in the pool for a few seconds. Wags was like, get me the hell out of here. Friday's show, if you missed it, go back to the YouTube stream and check it out. It was pretty hilarious. But we love AV Consultations. Look, he's not going to come into your house and jump into your pool. If you ask him, I bet he will.
He would.
But that's not what he does. He's going to hook you up with great TVs. He's going to hook you up with surround sound speakers, whole home lighting, surveillance systems to keep you and your loved ones safe. You know, heated floors for your bathroom. Anything audio, video, automation. He can do it. Basically anything to take your home to another level in the new year, AV Consultations can do it. They've been hooking up Central Texans since 1988. They can do the same for you. All you have to do is give them a call, 512-255-8678. You can go online, avconsultations.com, check out the gallery of projects they've done over the last nearly four decades, and then make the call. It's a life-changing call. You won't regret it. 512-255-8678.
People are loving my son-in-law and my little grandson over and stuff. They were looking at the 85-incher. They were like in shock sitting on the couch looking at that thing. It's like, can you get it any bigger? I'm like, yeah, it can get bigger. That's what she said. I mean, yeah, I mean, it can that TV can get bigger. They were just amazed at the color and how clear it was too.
You said the neighborhood kids were asking if it can
No, not the neighborhood. It was my son-in-law, my grandson. He was over here. They were over here, and they were amazed at the size.
Interesting. Yeah, that's something I've never dealt with in my life.
No, you never had to worry about that.
No one's ever been amazed at my size. I can tell you that. Love AV Consultations. Yeah, they do 105-inch screens plus the home theater giant projection screens. So size does matter when it comes to your televisions. They got you covered. AV Consultations.